CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Welcome to Fancy Friday.
Thank you. You're looking pretty schmick in a suit, white shirt, blue tie. Peaky Blinders hat is back on.
Jeez, yeah.
Would you like to describe my outfit?
You got the fancy pyjamas on. Still fancy.
I've got my fancy pyjamas on from the Vinnie's Community Sleepout last night with leggings underneath, hiking boots on, yep. A puffer jacket and a raincoat.
So you did wear the fancy PJs to the street
well,
sleep?
Well, every time I've slept on cardboard with CFM, I've worn these pyjamas.
Every single time?
Every
All
single
two
time.
Times.
Yeah, I just thought maybe... It's my thing. And yeah. Because the photo on the side of the Bernie car, I'm in these pyjamas and I was in Bernie.
Yeah.
I just thought, it's just got to happen.
Well, yeah, we are on the side of the Bernie car now. Did you have the car down there? Or
No, I know did it? No, K-Dog didn't even come. Ah. Devo. But Giovanna Simpson...
Yep.
Queen of Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had a hoot, Adam.
Did you?
I think I almost weed myself with laughter so many times. Yeah, that's it. There she is. Honestly, it was such a great night. So informative. I learned lots about what Vinnie's actually does for the community across the northwest coast. And we also, with the auction, was able to raise about $2,500.
So, that's good.
Yeah, and there was only about 20 people there. So
yep.
Amazing effort from everyone that turned up. And I feel for them because when I left it, my alarm went off at 3:30, which might add was birds, by the way. Because I didn't want to, I said it as birds because I didn't want to wake everybody else up. But it meant that every time a bird last night from 12 to 3 made a sound, I thought it was my alarm.
Right.
So I haven't had much sleep, but that's fine. And... when I got up, it was probably the coldest.
Right, yeah.
So I'm feeling for them now as they're starting to, you know, wake up because it's colder than it was.
Why
at 12.
On earth did you set it to your most feared creature?
Well, it doesn't sound like that. It's like tweet, tweet, tweet.
But
tweet,
do you like the gentle tweets? Or aren't you scared of all birds? All birds equal?
Not those ones that you've got a sound effect for. But a gentle tweet,
yeah.
I think is a little bit nicer to wake up to than bin it, bin it, bin it. You know?
Okay. So was there rain?
There was
night?
Rain.
Right.
There was rain. I've put everything up on our CFM Bernie Instagram page if you want to go check out all the stories and the content.
Yeah.
There was rain, but everything you bought at the auction you could use.
Oh.
So.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah. Good way to make some money because I was like, Giovanna, we need this.
Necessity.
We need
necessity,
this.
The mother of invention.
So we were very lucky to score some tarps.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, you've got to go to Facebook and Instagram to check it out because it was a cardboard home for a queen.
Was it?
It sure was.
What
we
nice
even
work.
Had little peep windows next to each other so we could say hello.
Did you?
Oh, it was glorious.
Sounds like a better night's sleep than usual.
Actually, it was better. My 2 hours was better than my previous night. So
it was a good solid 2 hours.
I needed that, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what to wake you up. A 5-second rule next.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Michael Gray playing now. Can't wait for the weekend. See you then.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Love to play that one on a Friday. Mad props once again to Ari for braving the streets of Bernie last night for Homelessness Week. What about wind? How was the wind?
Wind wasn't too bad. With our tarps that we got at the auction, that we purchased some money on at the auction, they did supply some rope string. So Queen G did actually tie them down to our pot plants. We strategically placed our mansion, I'm going to call it, in between these two beautiful plants. So it looked pretty glorious, I'm not going to lie.
Sounds a bit fancy.
It does.
Fancy Thursday or something.
Well,
yesterday.
Well, I mean, technically, we went to bed at 12, so we started Fancy Friday early.
Ah, okay. Good work. All right, let's wake up with a 5-second rule.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
That's how it works.
Would you like to ask me ask you first, Ari?
Yeah, yes, please.
Since you braved the streets last night,
yes.
You need waking up the most.
Yes, please.
Ari.
Adam.
In 5 seconds, and you listening,
I'm
can
scared.
You beat her?
I'm nervous.
You listening, you probably slept in your comfy, comfy bed last night.
Yeah.
Can you beat Ari? All right, Ari, in 5 seconds, name 3 professional tennis players.
Jerry Shears, that lady from the tennis club, and Frank. He's also from the tennis club. I don't know his last name. Lewis, is there one named Lewis? Isn't he married to someone from a TV show?
I was thinking more like your Leighton Hewitt, your Pat Rafter.
Oh, Leighton, sorry. They started with an L.
Your Williams sisters.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because professional means that they get paid as a profession.
I don't know. You could be a professional. It's a mindset thing, I think.
Because you're brave, the streets will pay it this morning.
Yes! But honestly, Fishy Boy should count.
Well, he's not a professional tennis player, though.
What is the lady's name from the tennis club? I've completely forgotten. It's on a sticky note somewhere here.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, next time.
I'm ready to go, though.
Okay. Sorry, forgot about you. It's one of those days, everyone. All righty, Adam, and if you're playing along at home, name three words that rhyme with two.
You got poo, you got through, and you got brew. Almost didn't have that last one.
Yeah, good job,
He's
Adam.
Done it.
And zoo would have been good too. Zoo, love a good one. Zoo.
Thanks, cheers.
Anyway, congratulations,
cheers.
You've done it.
Cheers.
Happy Friday.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yesterday we were talking about the last thing you bought you've won a lifetime supply of. We were doing a little exercise. And
we were wishful thinking, living in a fantasy world.
We're not always wishful thinking. Some people got unlucky.
They didn't.
You don't really need a lifetime supply of. We had a couple of late ones come in, such as Rihanna, you've won squeaky pig dog toys for a lifetime.
Oh, yeah. Really need a lifetime of those, unless if your dog chose them.
Yeah, maybe two or three if your dog likes to destroy them. But a lifetime supply?
Mm.
You'd rather something else, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Mel, congratulations, you've won a lifetime supply of nausea tablets.
Yeah, how many tablets would you really go through in a month? Probably.
Yeah.
Not that many.
And plus, you'd also just want a lifetime supply of anything else.
Yeah.
More, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And one more here. Susan, congratulations, you won a lifetime supply of Chinese sausage.
What?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Doja Cat from the Elvis film Vegas on CFM, 21 minutes to 7.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
It is time to play Who Dat with Sophie Monk. Do you think you can pick Sophie in audio lineup of three, A, B, or C? Which one is she gonna be? Well, you'll need to let us know which one she is. 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flu clean and wood heater assessment. And we'll be giving that away today because it's Pros Giving Friday.
Phone number 1-300-655-922 to tell us which one is Sophie Monk. Is it A?
You're living in LA and crazy, you know, it's a harder life, it's different.
Is it B?
I've been actually having some quite nice time at home for the last couple of weeks, but preparing to be busy, which is good.
Is it C?
And so somehow, I don't really know how it happened, I managed to get in with the cool group.
A, B or C, which one is Sophie Monk? We'll go again, here's A.
You're living in LA and crazy, you know, it's a harder life, it's different.
B?
I've been actually having some quite nice time at home for the last couple of weeks, but preparing to be busy, which is good.
C.
And so somehow, I don't really know how it happened, I managed to get in with the cool group.
What do you reckon? 1-300-655-922. Which one is Sophie Monk? Chainsmokers on CFM, 16 minutes to 7. We're doing the Sophie Monk challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Simon from Ulverston on with us this morning to play Who Dat. Simon, you got much planned for the weekend?
Nah, not a lot at all, mate.
Taking it easy?
Yeah, definitely.
That's the way, Simon. I'm a big fan of taking it easy myself. I feel you, brother.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to run these clips. You tell me which one you think is Sophie Monk. This is A.
You're living in LA and crazy, you know, it's a harder life, it's different.
B.
I've been actually having some quite nice time at home for the last couple of weeks, but preparing to be busy, which
C.
is good.
And so somehow, I don't really know how it happened, I managed to get in with the cool group.
Which one's Sophie Monk, Simon?
I believe it's A.
You're living in LA and crazy, you know, it's a harder life, it's different.
You believe correct.
Well done, Simon. You are in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flu clean and wood heater assessment.
Yeah, well, thanks very much.
Well done, Simon. Hang there. I'll grab your details.
Clip B was Lisa McCune. Clip C, Michaela Banners.
Currently in Burnie, it's 12 degrees. In Mole Creek, it's still 8 degrees. Good song, ads.
The max today, 13. Showers clearing later on. Kings of Leon playing now. I've seen them live back in 06. They were opening for Pearl Jam. So, suck on that.
Show off.
Kings of Leon, 7 minutes to 7. Did I mention I seen him live, Ari?
Oh, nah, you didn't mention that.
Oh, back
that.
In 2006, they were opening for Pearl Jam.
Yeah, wow. All right, show off.
Cheers.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Making history, might I add. Big Brother. You can enter now for 2023 right. season.
Quite a stretch to make that relevant to today in history. That
I feel like it's relevant because it could be today in history that I apply.
Right, you're not
it's
allowed to.
It's a singles edition.
Aren't you not allowed to in the if you're in
the
media?
Yeah, but you know, wouldn't it just be fun to apply anyway?
just to see
if they're like, oh, she looks cool. Maybe we'll just change the rules for her.
You're instantly disqualified. I'll change the rules, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon they might change
the
rules.
Well, if you want to get through, what you're saying in your audition tape is, I love to stir the pot and I love... Well, I was going to say I love to cheat because that's what half of them do, but it's a singles edition, so...
It's a singles edition.
But it's just say, I love to stir the pot and I speak my mind. And they're like, yep, you're in.
But that's exactly what I do, which is why I should be in it.
Okay, let's settle down now. You can't.
Anyway.
You can't do it.
Don't
not allowed.
I can.
Can you?
Maybe.
How would you do that?
Today in history.
It's on this day in 1967, Pink Floyd. You know Pink Floyd? They released their very first album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. Different songwriter, different singer. He ended up leaving the group. He went a bit crazy, but they had a bit of a different sound when they started.
Well, I think they... Well, you seem to like that song.
Oh, Sid Barrett, what a genius.
I think they are upgraded, definitely.
From
that tune.
Yeah, you reckon? You're dissing Sid Barrett.
Yeah.
Oh, well, boy, I have big words. On this day in 1996, Friends debuted on Australian television. You know Friends?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Do know Friends.
I was on this day in 1997, Kathy Freeman, you know her?
I do know Kathy. Not personally.
She became the first Aborigine and first Australian woman to win a World Athletics Championship when she took out the 400-metre event in Athens. On you, Kathy. And on this day in 2008, Google Street View images of Australian city streets were added to Google Maps. And Google Earth software.
How good.
And we're better off for it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. We have a jam-packed hour on the way. Friday Live with Women of the Moon. Word Sanger. Also, Rebecca White, MP, leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party, to join us in studio. And this morning, Ari, you'd like to talk about socks in bed.
I would like to talk about socks in bed. Yes, I would. Do you wear socks in bed? Mm-hmm. I did see some TikTok videos and some stats that apparently women have a better O when they wear socks. So I was just interested to see if everyone wears socks to bed or not.
Again, getting scientific information off TikTok, not a good idea.
Yeah, well, you know.
Sounds like absolute rubbish. I've never heard such rubbish.
Oh, well, that's why I thought I'd ask the coast, but I don't think anyone wears socks because...
So you're talking about to sleep or just...
Both. Sleep and to bedroom things.
There we go. CFM Devonport, CFM Bernie. Do you wear socks to bed? I don't like having my socks on.
I don't like sleeping with socks on.
Socks are dirty. They've been in your soggy shoes all day.
No, bed socks.
Specific socks for bed.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't wear... I mean, besides yesterday, because I had to sleep out. I actually slept with my shoes on and my socks on.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you'd have a shower and then put clean socks on to go to bed.
Okay.
No, not wearing your dirty socks to bed.
So you're washing twice the socks.
Well, yeah, you would be. Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's really weird. I feel like I'm suffocating when I wear socks to bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't breathe.
I like to wear...
I can't breathe, take my socks off.
I like to wear lots of stuff, even in winter, shirts and pyjamas, but never socks. Feet are always bare.
They're free
and bare. But what do you reckon? Do you wear socks to bed? CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport on the Facebook pages. You can call us too. 1300 655 922. Phones are open.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
1300 655 922. We have Blake on the phone. Blake, do you wear socks to bed?
No. Whenever I wear them to bed, my feet get too hot and I can barely breathe.
See, it's a thing, isn't it, Blake?
You got to have the free feet. We agree with you, Blake.
Yep.
Ah, oh, thank you so much for calling. How thrilling. Okay, that's a no to the socks in bed.
That's an absolute no. A hard no from Blake. We agree, Blake.
Thanks.
All right. Ari, do you have some stats about socks in bed?
I do have some stats here. Okay, here's one for you. According to a study in the Netherlands, Adam, working with 13 heterosexual couples aged 19 to 49, research found that when couples were given socks, about 80% were able to reach an O, where compared to without the socks, it was only 50%.
Right.
Well, I'm not sure if that's accurate or not, because, like, I mean, there's lots of variables in that situation.
Okay.
I did have another one, but I clicked onto this one and I thought it was... Oh, here we go. Wearing socks to bed may help you fall asleep faster and snooze better during the night. Research shows that thawing out icy feet can adjust your body's core temperature to put restful Z's within reach.
Well, they do reckon that your heat escapes through your head and through your feet.
Mm.
So I can see.
But we want to be able to breathe.
Yeah, I don't...
Can't get too hot.
No, it's still a hard no for me. Mm. It's still a hard no. No to socks in bed, please.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
1300 655 922. Lily, do you wear socks to bed?
No, because then I start sweating.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, really, start sweating when you wear socks to bed.
Really makes a huge difference.
Mm.
It does. I can wear anything, but then socks, I just feel constricted, hot, bothered... All right, yeah. We're getting a lot of no's, Lily. Thanks for your no. We'll add it to the collection of no's we've had this morning.
You're welcome.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Joining us in studio is leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party, Rebecca White MP. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, good morning to you both.
Good morning. Now, I really do want to get political with you, like straight off the bat. We've got to get into it. Bed socks. Are you a yay or a nay?
I am a definite no.
No?
Definite no. Same with Lily.
Getting a lot of no's.
Yeah. It gets too hot.
It does get too hot.
Mm.
Mind you, the only exception is on those really cold winter nights when you just can't warm up enough to go to sleep. Because I think if you've got cold feet, you can't sleep.
That's so. What the studies say, Adam.
Yeah.
Some studies are legit, like this one I found on Google within a minute.
Yeah. Congrats, the Labor Party now in power federally. How did you spend your election night? How did you celebrate?
Well, I was on a booth all day in Sorel, and so then I spent the next couple of hours in the polling booth with all of the electoral commissioners, watching them count the votes. So it was a really raucous affair.
I was still
on the job for quite a few hours after.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was so exciting to see, and I'm really proud of the way Albanese government's really started strongly, and last couple of weeks in Parliament getting the work done.
And his approval rating, did he break some record?
Yeah, he has broken a record for the most popular incoming Prime Minister since the world began, probably.
Yeah. Yay.
He's doing a wonderful job. And I feel there's a sense of relief across the community. And even for people who didn't vote Labor, I sense from them they're satisfied with how he's leading the country. And that's a really good thing.
Mm. Mm. So there was a lot of swings to Labor around the country. And it seemed like Launceston and here were the only places that swung to Liberal. Do we have any idea why this area and Lonnie didn't go with Labor?
We've got a bit of work to do up here. There's no doubt about that. And we've had a review that's happened into the state election. There'll be one that happens into the federal election too. But I am pleased to see that even since then, you know, the work that we've been doing in Tasmania has really helped to, I hope, you know, identify challenges with the Tasmanian Liberal government. But I also feel that with a Labor government in charge nationally, people will see what life can be like under a Labor government and come to realise that things can be better than what they've been dealt over the last 8 or 9 years.
Mm.
So, and I feel that's already happening where people who didn't vote Labor who've spoken to me said, actually, you know, this Labor government's not such a bad thing. They're doing a good job and they're getting on with the business that you would expect a government to do. It's a bit like having the adults back in charge in Canberra, and that's such a relief for people. So I sense through that and the work we're doing here with Anita and Shane on the ground in Braddon in particular, that we will help to shift some views about Labor governments.
Mm. And so you do spend a lot of time speaking to voters. What do you think people's major concern is at the moment?
The number one issue at the moment is the cost of living.
Mm.
There's no doubt about it, whether it's fuel prices, grocery prices, prices, energy prices, rent. It's just a massive challenge for many households currently. We've been calling on the government to do something about energy prices because we own the energy companies in Tasmania and they should be able to deliver cheap, reliable power for Tasmanians at a good price. So we've been calling on them to cap power prices. Power prices went up by 12% on the 1st of July this year. So people are getting their bills now or next month will be seeing that. And that comes at a time when so many other things are increasing that we strongly believe the government needs to act on power prices to give relief to Tasmanian households.
So that's something that can be sorted at a state level?
Yeah, definitely. Can we own the energy companies and we can give those directions? In 2018, the Parliament did legislate to cap power prices. So it's happened under this government in the past. We're calling on them to do it again. 2018 was an election year, Adam, so some cynics might say that was the reason the government did it then, and that's another reason they're not doing it now, because we're not in an election year. But goodness me, people are struggling. They need some help.
Absolutely.
We've got a petition, which people can find on my Facebook page, jump online, add your name to that. We've, you know, already had a couple of thousand signatures, and we want to demonstrate to the government this really matters and we can make a difference for people here.
Yeah, and it's passed on through businesses, everything, because people don't have the extra money to spend at businesses because they're paying all that money to power and rent and everything.
Yeah, and that's it. It's not just households who are struggling. It's businesses as well, who are those smaller businesses who are getting those increases in costs. They've either got to absorb it at a time when they are still recovering from the impacts of COVID, or they're passing it on. And everyone's struggling with the amount of money they've got left to spend in our shops and our other outlets, because after you pay for all of your essentials, people haven't got much left at the moment.
And not only with that, obviously, there was a rise in having to pay your staff too. So, like, for example, my beautician, can you tell I slept out in the beauty's community last night? She's had to drop back again, obviously the power bill, and then also having to pay staff higher wages as well. It's just capped it a bit too far. And then all the products that she's using, getting them shipped in and getting them to her salon is also increasing. So it's been really hard for the small businesses, which,
yeah. It has. And there's no doubt that if we can cap some of those input costs like power, then it gives them a bit of breathing space, because I understand the pressure businesses, especially small ones, are feeling with the increase in wages and superannuation. But at the same time, we want people to have that income, because then they've got discretionary income to go and spend in places like salons. So we don't want to limit people's ability to earn income and for them to see wage increases, especially when inflation's rising at such a high rate, predicted to be 7% by the end of the year. People need wage increases to keep up with the cost of living. Otherwise, they're having a real wage cut. So that's certainly an area we want to see improvements. But it's all these other areas where government has an ability to make a difference, to keep those costs down, that gives breathing space to businesses and households where we can do something.
Yeah.
All right, Rebecca White, MP, thanks for visiting us here in the Adam and Ari Zone.
Well, thank you very much. You're both looking spectacular, can I say.
In my fancy pyjamas. So embarrassing.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Get you off from
all this late night. Harry Styles, it's 20 minutes to 8. You know how I went to see that band Wool Phallus in Melbourne?
Yeah.
Recently opened in Europe for Harry Styles. Harry Styles came out during their set and sang one of their songs with them.
Oh, stop!
They were super stoked. They were putting it all over their socials, going, oh, never forget this night. They loved it.
Oh, how cute.
The lead singer, like, living her dream or something, so she must love her Harry.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Well, we love Word Sanger. It is time to play. Theo will give you two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of the sanger, give us a buzz on 1300 655 922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. And it's Prize Giving Friday today, so we'll be announcing the winner today.
Word Machine Theo, give us them words, brother.
Your words for today are water and socks.
Water and socks.
1300 655 922. What's the word that goes in the middle? We're looking for the word that comes after water and the word that comes before socks. Water something something socks. Turn
up the music. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. I've got a feeling I'm gonna be alright. Call 1300 655 922. It's about damn time.
We are doing the Word Sanger Challenge.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Maybelle, are you calling to play Word Sanger by any chance?
Yes.
All right, we'll get our word machine Theo to give you the words and you tell us what goes in the middle. That's how it works.
Your words for today are water and socks.
What are you thinking, Maybelle? She doesn't... Maybelle!
Yeah?
What do you think might go in the middle of our word Sanger today?
Bed.
Huh? Huh?
We've lost her.
Bed!
Say one more time.
Bed.
Just bed. There we go.
There we go.
The word for my Sanger is bed. Water bed. Bed socks.
Well done, Maybelle. You've done it. You got the word Sanger right.
Yay!
You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. And thanks to the TV box last night.
Yep. Bye.
Friday, Wise, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
Good morning. It's CFM's Friday Live time. We get some local legends in to play some of their music. Today we're welcoming back to the studio Women of the Moon. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
You've had far too little sleep and too much coffee.
I'm ready to feel some music.
Well, can we go around the group and just say our name and what we play, maybe?
Yeah. So I'm Elise O'Kell and I play the violin.
Kitty Martini, I'm a vocals.
And Marla Wing and vocals as well.
And there are many more Women of the Moon. This is just a sample size.
Look, yeah. There are... Well, I'm not good at maths, especially this time of the morning. There's 11 of us all up. Yeah. I'm not going to say how many more, but yeah.
Okay.
there's 11 of us and we sing songs about the moon.
Yeah.
And despite... some funny rumours heading around. We are not a cult.
Not a cult.
No.
We're not a cult.
I haven't even heard that rumour. Men... I've got left out.
Well, you're going to love this one then. We keep hearing from a bunch of people, especially like muso men in the community, like, oh, a bloke's allowed to go.
Attend.
What?
Yeah. They think it's some like female thing where like menstruating under the moon or something.
Why?
I don't know. No.
It could, but it's not. I mean, there's an option for that.
Feel free, but no, men are absolutely welcome and encouraged. We want support from the whole community, not just the females. Mm. So, look... anyone is welcome.
Humans,
welcome.
Actually, Adam, there's a video, I believe, of you dancing at Mount Noman Farm on my birthday to Women of the Moon. Mm. You've got some moves. You were partner dancing.
Mm. You guys were cutting some shapes.
It was cool. Honestly, I think it's the most magical moment of the year.
I tell you what, though, your birthday...
oh my God,
yeah. Dancing and energy was palpable.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, it's high on a normal day, but on my birthday, it's legit.
She was in fine spirits.
I've been in bands before, and sometimes it's hard to get everyone together, and that's with like bands of four people. So, how do you guys manage to rehearse with 11 of you?
So, we've got mothers, we've got grandmothers, we've got current mothers to be. We're all working musicians, so there's it's very hard to get us all together, and quite often we don't. So sometimes we do little vocal rehearsals, sometimes we do like little like bare minimum skeleton crew rehearsals. Mm. Sometimes we'll get all of us there except maybe the drummer because she's living in Hobart at the moment. So it's been a logistical nightmare. But look, it's sounding spectacular. We're introducing some new songs into this next show. Of course, this one on Saturday night, Burnie Arts and Function Centre. It's evolving each time we do it too. I think the first time it was like, oh, that's a bit cute. There's these, some girls singing some songs. And then the next time it was like, oh, wow, these girls are getting serious. And now we're putting orchestral numbers in and it's proving to be spectacular. So be a shame for anyone to miss it, y'all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't realise how many songs were actually written about the moon
until I heard
you guys perform multiple times now, and I'm like, oh, there's another one.
There's quite a few well-known songs about the moon. and so many that we've been managed to sort of sub them in and out as we go, depending on what's appropriate for which gig. So this one's going to have some orchestral ones. It's going to have, you know, like your Savage Garden. It's going to have, yes, it's all sort of genres, you know, Credence, like we're about to do for you in a minute. There's so many songs about the moon, and you just sing along and you don't really notice. But when we're putting our set list together, it's like, oh, wow, we've got quite a few to pick from. And even now, we'll turn up at rehearsal and be like, damn it, I heard this one on the radio the other day. Why haven't we picked that? I didn't even think of it. So, yeah, there's heaps.
Amazing.
I can tell you Pearl Jam have a new one called Super Blood Wolf Moon, just quietly.
Well, there you go. That might go into the next one.
And your Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I love them.
Well.
All right. So we're going to hear some Credence. I might move my mic across.
Yep, here we go. We're just getting set up.
Speaking of logistical nightmares.
This is indeed live.
All right, go for it. Go for gold.
Righto.
Where can we catch you on the weekend?
So this weekend, Saturday night, Burnie Arts and Function Centre from, I think, 8 o'clock. Find it at burniearts.net. Tickets are $30. I think you can BYO some nibbles, but come along. It's a big show. We've got Mika Lazotte, world-class acrobat, coming to join the team as well for that night. So be sure to be visually and audibly amazed.
Yes. Acrobat?
Yeah.
Women of the Moon.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari, and all.
Hello, everyone.
Coming up this hour before 9 o'clock, Trent from the Fourth Pub is coming in.
Big news.
With a big announcement.
Big news.
Their 150th birthday celebration bash happening in December. He's going to come in and tell us a little bit about it with some big earth-shattering, bone-chilling news.
Big news.
Chorus King's coming up too. On the fly, your chance to score yourself $250 to spend with Rex Airlines.
So good. And of course, the CFM Street Team.
Yeah, and the birthday book.
So much happening. How are we going to fit it all in, Ads?
So Ren is going to be at Mitre 10, Devonport. And I believe Caden's going to be at Harvey Norman Burnie. And we'll check in with them next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Let's hit the streets.
Love, love, love.
Not quite there yet, so sorry, guys.
Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff. They see me rolling. It's the CFM Street Team.
All right, the CFM Street Team are out and about in this weather. Rena, good morning to you. Where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
Rain or shine, good morning, happy Friday. It's Ren Ren from the CFM Street Team. I am here today at Mitre 10 in Devonport. You know what, guys? You know what I love the most at the other hardware store? They have friendly and reliable staff who can help me get the job done, and so as you. So if you have any questions, ask away. I've got the House of Spuds, buy one spud, get one free voucher today. I also have some merch from our Wild Earth, Live Life Adventure, winning the web today. So check out our website. You still have time to enter online for a $100 voucher to Wild Earth. Come and see me. I am here at Mitre 10 in Devonport. Love, love, love.
Love, love, love. And that Mitre 10 is just on Don Road. So guys, see ya. All right, Kato. You sound about in that very schmick-looking cruiser. Where are you this morning and what do you got?
Hey, good morning, guys. This morning I'm at the front of Harvey Norman here in Burnie. Now, on board the cruiser, it's Friday, so we've got the Beto's Donuts, which are delicious. There's a new flavour in there, which I'm not sure whether I should try or not. I wonder if anyone would mind if I had a quick bite. Might leave it. Hey, on board the cruiser this morning, though, we've got the donuts. We've got Cripps Master Loaves baking for Tasmanian since 1878. Your CFM show bags with flavoured milk as well, so come and see me. I'm at the front in the Sea Cruiser at Harvey Norman Burnie, the king of big screen TVs.
Oh, go, K-Dog! Go check out the new cruiser, too! It looks so cool!
Up next, we've got the birthday book, CFM.
Happy birthday to me! Happy birthday to me! Happy birthday to me! Happy birthday to me!
Shouting some birthdays out now. They've been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw to win a $50 Peppermint Parties East Devonport voucher, which we'll award before the end of the show. Because it's prize-giving Friday today. They've got marquees, photo booths, and lots more.
All right, a huge happy birthday to Hudson Porter from Mayan Denner. Happy birthday, Huddy. Have a wonderful day turning 8. We are so proud to have such a well-behaved, caring, and fun-loving boy. Love Mum, Dad, Giselle, Duke, and Louie.
Also, a happy birthday to Giselle Porter from Myandetta. Happy birthday, Giselle. Have a wonderful day. Turning 12 tomorrow, we are proud of the young lady you are becoming. Dream big and keep reaching for the stars. Love Mum, Dad, Hudson, Duke, Louie, and of course, Flash.
Sahara Brown from Port Sorrel. Happy as a birthday to our gorgeous big girl for Saturday. We love you millions. Love Mum, Dad, Indiana, Raya, and Honey.
Jimmy from Burnie, happy birthday. We hope you have an awesome day. Love from your family.
Addie from Devonport, happy birthday, Addie. I hope you have a wicked day. Love from Kane Woodbury.
And another one for Addie Thompson from Devonport. Happy 15th birthday, Addie. Hope you have an amazing day. Love from your family. From your favourite Shay Faye. Someone's on the phone. 1300 655 922. I'm thinking a birthday shout-out. Good morning, CFM. You're on the air. Are you shouting a birthday out this morning?
Is that a yes?
It's a secret code for happy birthday. Hello, hello. CFM.
No, nervous.
Well, happy birthday to that person too. cfmtaz.com.au to get birthday entries in. Next up, your chance to win $250 to spend with Rex Airlines. They have a new route, Devonport to Melbourne. Right, they've called back. Good morning.
Oh, they hang up.
They are
ready to play on the fly, that's why.
Yeah, probably. Adam and Ari for breakfast. Now's your chance to score $250 to spend with Rex Airlines.
ZFN's on the fly.
We are playing on the fly. How do you play? You pick up the phone, you dial 1300 655 922. We will get Theo in the studio to give you a couple letters of the alphabet. You need to crack the phonetic alphabet code. Can you do it?
I reckon we go put them on the spot again. It's
put
a very
them on the spot. We're not even going to give you them this. All right, let's do it, Adam.
It's
let's
a very
play.
Good prize. We have the lines lit up. A lot of people ready to play, so let's just do it now. All righty. Good morning, CFM. You are on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chanel.
Chanel, where are you from?
Burnie.
All right, Chanel, we're going to get the word machine Theo to give you the letters, and you tell us what it is in the phonetic alphabet. Here we go.
Today's code is L N X.
L N X. So that's N for Nelly and X.
L is Lima.
Yep.
N. What? I'm having a mental blank.
Ooh.
You can do it, Chanel, though. We believe in
what
you.
What was the other one?
The last one was X.
X is X-ray.
Okay, she's got two. Two out of three.
You just need N.
Just having.
You can do it, though, Chanel.
We believe in you.
We know you got.
I know them all. November.
Yes.
The answer to my code is Lima, November, X-ray.
She's done
Let
it.
Me finish.
We knew you had it, Chanel.
Oh, you've done. Honestly, that was thrilling.
Extra props for not using the cheat sheet as well. Just off the top of your head.
I'm driving. I couldn't use a cheat sheet.
There you go.
Congratulations. You have won yourself a $250 Rex Airlines voucher. The new Devonport to Melbourne route starts on August 19th. Congratulations. Hang there and I'll grab your phone number from you once we're no longer live.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
We want you to sing it for your chance to be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. They're local just like us. All you need to do is finish the chorus and play Chorus Kings. The phone number is 1300 655 922.
Here's our line. Give us the next one.
Waiting for tonight. Oh.
1300 655 922. If you possibly know what comes after that, pretty easy.
Waiting for tonight. Oh. Come on, sing it.
Waiting for tonight. When what? 1300 655 922. When what?
Waiting for tonight. Oh.
What's the next bit of the chorus? 1-300-655-922.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it! Tiffany from Devonport is on with us to play Chorus Kings. You a J-Lo fan, Tiffany?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give you the line of the song. You take it from there, all right?
Yep.
Echo. It didn't work. All right, here we go.
Go, Tiffany!
Will you be here in my arms?
Hey, yeah, that's good enough. Tiffany, you're a chorus king, Tiffany.
Well done, congratulations. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. Hang there, we'll grab your phone number.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's Hit Music Station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari, joined in studio by Trent from the Fourth Pub. Thanks
G'day
for being here, mate.
Trent.
Morning, guys. How are we all?
Yeah, doing well.
You'd be busy. You're gearing up to a 150th birthday out there at the pub.
Yeah, I didn't sleep a hell of a lot last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, bit nervous, bit of anticipation.
Mm.
Looking forward to today for the last probably 5 months since we've been organising.
Yeah. So the big announcement is today of who's playing. It's a two-day event, right?
Two-day event, yeah, in December 9th and 10th. We're going to be shutting the road off and doing like a big street party vibe. So
Cool, oh my God, it's like full festival vibes.
Yeah, so camping, we're going to be doing camping. We're organising buses. So people from as far as Wynyard, Burnie, you know, if you don't want to drive or camp, then get a bus home that night and all that sort of stuff.
It's going to be
huge.
Oh, my
God, that's amazing. Oh, well, I can't wait any longer. Like, I think we need to just hear the lineup.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting nervous.
Well, we've got someone on the phone. He's part of a group that's playing. His name's Ruben. Morning, Ruben.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're going very well. So, can you announce what group you're from that's playing on the 9th and 10th of December out at the Fourth Pub?
Absolutely right. It's Ruben here from Peking Duck, and we're coming down to Tassie to play the Fourth Pub 150. 150 years in the making, baby. Let's go!
Oh, it's going to be amazing! Oh,
I think I did pretty well there, eh?
I'm pretty excited.
Oh, my God, Ruben, how cool is this? And Trent... we love you for doing this, honestly. How good Peking Duck's coming to the Fourth Pub!
First time at the Fourth Pub, is it, for you guys, Ruben?
First time at the Fourth Pub. Absolutely right. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. It's going to be sick. And the lineup looks pretty epic. Have you announced it yet?
No, we thought we'd start with you.
Yeah, Peking Duck first announcement. Who are you most excited for on the lineup? Obviously, apart from, of course, Peking Duck.
Okay, well... I'm going to drop this one. I'm pretty sure a little birdie told me a little wordy that there might be Luca Brasi on the lineup. Also out of Tasmania, they are the biggest legends in the world and people we reach out to every time we're in Tassie. So I hope they're on the same day as us because that's going to be a riot.
Yeah, how cool.
Oh, my God,
Peking Duck and Luca Brasi.
This is absolutely huge. All right, Trent, come on. Like, stop teasing us. Just give us the full lineup.
Righto. Okay, so on Friday, we'll start with the Cat Empire coming down.
Whoa.
Boy and Bear will be playing.
Oh.
Casey Chambers will be on the lineup. Montaigne, Pierce Brothers, and then Tassie's Matty Jane, Cat Edwards and Jekka.
Oh.
And then on the Saturday, joining the Duck is Holy Holy, of course, the Luca Brasi, Slowly Slowly. They're also on the lineup. Sumner, a Tassie duo, Nixon, Chase City, Med Harnett, Holiday, and Caroline and Claude.
Oh, my God.
That's huge.
Ruben, you'd be stoked. You're on the same day.
Oh, let's go. This is so exciting. But after hearing the Friday lineup, oh, my God, that sounds bananas as well. Maybe I'll come down for the whole weekend.
Oh, my God, please do. Can't come into the show during the day. It's fine. We'll come hang out with you. We can do a Friday Live with you. And then we'll all go to the fourth pub.
Yeah.
One round of fourth pubs for me and my friends.
That's it.
Sounds good. A weekend on Tassie Wines, I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Trent, how do we all get tickets?
So you can get tickets through Oztix. Live. They'll go live Monday morning, 9 a.m.
Monday morning, 9 a.m. So, I would be getting your laptop, your iPad, your phone, multiple friends.
Yep.
And I would definitely be setting multiple alarms.
Yep, and hitting refresh.
Yes, yes. Don't forget to refresh.
Yes. And you can pre-register through Oztix. There's a link on the event page, which will give you a buzz an hour before they go live, so you can get organised. So.
Oh, my God, how amazing. And thank you so much, Ruben, for joining us this morning.
Oh, my God, thank you. I'm feeling electric right now. This is going to be a damn great time in Litruita. Oh.
I can feel the electricity, too. I'm worried to touch stuff. I might get a shock.
It's a great day to have a great day, y'all. It's a great day.
What a huge event. It must have been a lot of work in the making. How long have you been working on this, Trent?
I think first email went out around the end of March. Yeah. And then it was a lot of how, who, what, when. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a bit go into it, but, you know, just work through it. And finally got here and we got it done. Probably the biggest thing was just, like, working out with the lineup how it works and who works well together and you just work through it and
what a cool
you get it done.
So. A great way to celebrate the 150th birthday of the fourth pub. Ruben, good on you guys for coming down. Good on everyone for being a part of it and can't wait to grab a ticket on Monday. Thanks, Trent. Thanks, Ruben.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go.
Can't wait.
Ruben. Go, Trent.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now anywhere you are on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam and Ari, but who cares about us?
Put some Peking duck on. I'm on fire.
Let's listen to Peking Duck in celebration of the fact that them, among with a lot of other great artists, are coming to the fourth pub in December for their 150th birthday. Don't miss out on tickets on Monday.
Monday, 9 a.m. Ooh, what a great day to have a great day.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Walker Hayes getting a little bit fancy on us for a Friday, for a fancy Friday. I mean, it's appropriate, Walker. I really appreciate actually you fitting the theme.
It is indeed fancy. You know what also is fancy, Adam?
Hmm.
Walking away with a $1,000 gift card to Harvey Norman.
Oh, you mean through this?
CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
Not anyone could be, but your favourite primary school teacher could indeed be CFM's Apple for the Teacher 2022. Walking away with a $1,000 Harvey Norman gift card, and every student in that class will also receive a $50 Harvey Norman gift card. You got to get your nominations in though, cfmtas.com.au.
It's all thanks to Harvey Norman, Devonport, Hampton Peters Real Estate, IGA Tasmania and Lee Jordan. Selling your home, let Lee Jordan lead you on that journey. And
we're on our own journey right now, aren't we, Adam?
That's right.
We are on a...
We had the pleasure of announcing the lineup for the fourth pub's 150th birthday coming up in December the 9th and the 10th.
So excited,
a
honestly.
Full street party. They're closing
it
the street off.
It is going to be epic.
The lineup's up on our Facebook pages, CFM Devonport, CFM Burnie, if you missed it. But there's stuff like the Cat Empire, Boy and Bear, you got Peking Duck. Also, Kat Edwards, she's the sister of Jeremy Edwards, who I made those comedy skits about the teachers with, and they threatened us with defamation.
You're connected to everyone, aren't you, Adam? Look at you guys. So proud, Schnubby.
Up next, we'll play Casey Chambers, who's also playing in that fourth pub gig. Don't miss out on tickets. They're on sale Monday.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Done for the week. That's it for us for a week. We're back Monday morning from 6, but we can't go anywhere without dishing out some prize-giving Friday, fancy Friday prizes or whatever.
Prize-giving Friday. See, we'll give it to you. We gon' give it to you. See, we'll give it to you. We gon' give it to you. Come on.
Prize-giving Friday.
Woo! Alrighty. We're both just way too excited today, eh? Anyway, all right, it's time to dish out some prizes. A huge congratulations to our Who Dat winner of the week, Simon from Ulverston.
Simon, you've got $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks on a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
A huge congratulations to Margie from Burnie, our Wordsanger winner of the week.
Margie, you've got $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. Enjoy.
Now, luckily, Crystal's dad, Andrew, called us back with that phone number because you've won, Crystal, our Chorus Kings winner of the week.
$50 to Leading Edge Electronics is yours.
And a huge congratulations to our birthday book winner of the week, Sasha.
Sasha, happy birthday, and here's $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. Go.
Congratulations. Hey, we'll be back on Monday from 6 a.m. We'll be reminding you to set those alarms for 9 a.m. Tickets on sale. Big event at the Fourth Pub.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I'm getting heated now.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here for the workday. Here's Jerry Sick.
Oh.
See you in a sec.
Bye.